Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Food and Drug Administration will now allow vaccine manufacturers Pfizer and Moderna to make a third dose of their COVID-19 vaccines available to patients with compromised immune systems. NPR's Joe Pelka has more.
About 3% of Americans are immunocompromised, meaning they are more susceptible to bacterial or viral infections. The FDA says there is now a body of evidence suggesting that for this group of people, a third COVID vaccine shot might generate a protective response in a way that the standard two-dose regimen did not. FDA says its decision was influenced by the current wave of COVID-19 infections sweeping the country, putting immunocompromised people at particular risk. The FDA reiterated its position that healthy people who are fully vaccinated do not need a third dose at this time. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The Pentagon is sending 3,000 American troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the announcement comes as the Taliban takes over much of the country.
State Department spokesman Ned Price declined to say how many embassy workers will be evacuated, but stressed the embassy will remain open and a core diplomatic staff will remain in Kabul to carry out diplomatic and consular work. When asked, Price said he does not think the evacuation of embassy personnel sends a bad signal to the Afghans.
This is not abandonment. This is not an evacuation. This is not the wholesale withdrawal. What this is a reduction in the size of our civilian footprint.
Price says security of the embassy and its staff is evaluated every day. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The redrawing of new voting districts for the next decade of U.S. elections is now underway in some parts of the country. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang reports this after the Census Bureau finally released the long-awaited data from the 2020 national headcount yesterday.
In Colorado and Oregon, political mapmakers have less than 7 weeks before their first deadlines for new draft maps of voting districts based on the new results from the 2020 census. Ohio's redistricting commission has less than 3 weeks. The time crunch is the result of a more than four-month delay in the release of the detailed demographic data used to redraw voting maps that reflect population changes since the previous census in 2010. The pandemic and interference by former President Donald Trump's administration forced the Census Bureau to delay releasing this data that will be used for redistricting at every level of government, including Congress. Hansi-Lo Wang, NPR News.
In Plymouth, England, 6 people, including a gunman and a young child, are dead. Police say the 22-year-old shooter turned the gun on himself and that he had a license for the weapon. There's no word yet on a motive. U.S. futures contracts are trading mixed. Dow futures up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are down slightly. This is NPR. A California-based group says the pace of hate crimes against members of the nation's Asian American and Pacific Islander communities isn't slowing down. From member station KQED, Emily Hung has more.
The organization Stop AAPI Hate says there were a little over 4,500 hate incidents from March to December last year. That's compared to just the first half of this year, where there's been nearly the same number of cases already. More than half of the incidents are in California and New York. Cynthia Chez with the group Chinese for Affirmative Action.
Our latest report indicates that the experiences of our community of hate, of discrimination, continues unabated. So these are staggering numbers.
The majority of incidents occurred in public spaces, like streets and businesses, and about half include at least one harmful statement regarding anti-China or anti-immigrant rhetoric. For NPR News, I'm Emily Hung in San Jose.
Dangerously hot and dry weather in the West continues to fuel firefighters. In Montana, firefighters are scrambling to save hundreds of homes in the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. The Richard Spring fire has prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people, and it's also threatening grasslands that are crucial for cattle ranchers. In California, fire officials say dangerous fire weather is expected today, including the chance of lightning storms. The Dixie Fire has now burned through more than 515,000 acres and is just 31% contained. U.S. futures contracts are trading mixed. Dow futures contract up 0.1%. NASDAQ futures contracts down about 0.1%. S&P 500 is up a fraction. This is NPR.